You're listening to the Europhone Radio Network, and this is the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello, everybody. And returning with me today is my friend and regular guest, Dr. Eric Karlstrom. And today we're going to talk about the One World New Age Religion. So I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes. Hi, Andy. Great to be with you again. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Always great to have you on. I'm really enjoying the series that we're doing. And I had a couple of emails in from people that said that you were their favourite guest on my show. And it's good because with the listeners, I get so many different listeners and they like this guest the best and others like this one. And so the fact that we cover so many different aspects on the show means that a lot of people can get good things out of it. Of course, I hope that the audience like the majority of my guests, because I want to get the message out that you all enjoy listening to. I think enjoy might be the wrong word, but you were certainly the guests that I bring on, I think, are the most knowledgeable out there and can give you information that, of course, you're only going to get in the alternative media, and you're only going to get in a subset of the alternative media, because we know that the great majority of the alternative media is also controlled opposition. So, Eric, today, the One World New Age Religion, how do you want to start us off with this, please?
Yeah, well, this is a gigantic topic, and I'm very happy to be delving into this. It could be that we want to keep mining this seam, as the earth scientists would say, for a while, because there's so much here. This relates to our program that we did last time, which is going to come out today about the UN control of the world's water, fresh water, as a means, of course, of population control. And today, I would like to kind of jump into, again, I've got this series of websites, and on my 911nwo.com website, beginning with my retirement from my 30-year teaching career as a physical geography professor in 2011, I had moved and built a house in a beautiful little mountain town in southern Colorado. Crestone Baca is the name of the town, 1,500 people. It's near Alamosa and the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve. And I was very enchanted, probably the right word, with the place, because it's got four huge and beautiful 14,000-foot peaks right behind it. It overlooks the San Luis Valley. It is a kind of United Nations of spiritual centers, which I thought was pretty cool when I bought my land in 1994. And then even I thought it was pretty cool when I built my house as owner builder in 2000 and 2001. And then I came to realize the dark side of the New Age movement. And on my retirement in 2011, since I was living in this place and watching all these very, very strange things going on, including just massive control of our little property owners association, I very much gleaned that something was amiss. And so I started to do research. And, as a professor, this is what you learn to do over the years. And now that I was retired, I had time and I still had the energy and the drive and the habit of reading and writing and reading and writing and reading and writing. So now on my 911nwo.com website, I have this under the heading of New World Religion ? I have a series of 12 part, an article with 12 parts and 44 appendices. And I printed this up, Xeroxed it off in 2015 to put in local libraries. I was heavily gang stalked as I did this at a local copy center. So there were four or five really nasty looking people who were just staring at me and staring at their copy. Everybody knew something was a little weird. But as we'll see, as we get into part 12 of my series, gang stalking very much part of this whole operation, as is cults, as is the new satanic world religion, which, the world's elite has been wanting to usher in, almost from time immemorial. But they feel like they're getting very close. So let me just read the quote that got me going on this research. I think we've mentioned before that I taught a course called Human Ecology at the California State University Stanislaus. And for the first 10 years between 1990 and 2000, I taught it from a kind of a standard leftist biology point of view, which is, oh, humans are wrecking the environment and, oh, we're all going to die and the sky's falling. Although as a, you know, physical geography professor who had an expertise in paleoclimates and climatology, I knew that the man-caused global warming scenario was not true, that it was basically, you know, politicization of science for to reach a political objective. But I still taught, you know, oh, well, you know, a lot of loss of biodiversity and loss of soil and pollution of water, blah, blah, blah. And then about the year 2000, I began to look at the right-wing critique of the environmental movement. And then I began to realize, well, they're right. This whole thing is politicized. And it's a fraud, and it's not only that, it's a very, very corrupt business in and of itself. So here's by that time, I was starting to read what the right wing had to say. Here's what Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center wrote in an article in 1997, which is, I think, entitled Marie Strong, the Most Dangerous Man in the World. We talked about Marie Strong last time. He said... let me see if I can just pull this up now. And Emery Strong, you know, who was the Secretary General of the Rio Earth Summit in 1992, is the guy who more or less, he and his wife more or less created modern Crestone Bacchus identity. We talked a little bit about this in the last broadcast, where, you know, he had come and he had acquired, he had asked to serve on the board of directors of Arizona Land and Cattle Company, which is a gigantic food and water and business conglomerate. Back in the 70s and 80s, he had been, you know, CEO of Ontario Hydro, the largest, you know, municipal district of public water district in North America, and Petro-Canada, and on and on and on. This guy's got a biography that, you know, it would seem like he's 500 people, and he never got a high school diploma. However, he was very connected to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, so his career was very much tied to them. And he became a billionaire because of all his business ventures, you know, his robber baron activities along with these other guys. But he also then became known as the custodian of the planet because he founded all these United Nations environmental groups like UNEP, United Nations Environmental Program, et cetera, which is supposed to kind of like oversee the use of the world's resources and then, you know, put it under kind of the control of the, you know, the archetypal one world government, which the UN was supposed to, and is still supposed to be. So here's what Tom DeWeese says in Marie Strong is the Most Dangerous Man in the World. He says, what does Marie Strong have to do with American property rights? Everything. The assault on property rights, the entire radical environmental agenda is being driven by the United Nations. And Marie Strong is the number one force between UN environmental policy. Marie Strong is the leader of a radical contingent of environmentalists that believe that technology and modern industrialization must be stopped. Radical Greens believe that all of man's activities on Earth are harmful and therefore not sustainable. That word we hear a lot. They believe that man is a cancer on the Earth. And, of course, the Club of Rome and various other think tanks, you know, all promote this idea. Their goal is to slowly cut back and finally reduce the human habitat to specific areas called human settlements, while the rest of the world is turned into wilderness. And we talked about the Agenda 21 map of death last week. Or 2 weeks ago, Marie Strong and his buddies are the driving force behind a new pagan, New Age pagan religion known as Gaia. That's the, you know, the Greek Earth Mother Goddess. And it is pure nature worship. The Strongs own a 63,000-acre ranch in Colorado known as Baca Grande. And here's the sentence that got me going on this, Andy. Baca Grande, Strong believes, is the Vatican City of the New World Order. Okay, so my extended article series is called Is Crestone Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order, an expose of the New World Religion? And this turns into a gigantic topic that gets into all the secret societies and summoning of spirits and mind control and government operations, etc. So all these things come together here. Marie Strong is also a director of the Temple of Understanding in New York City, where pagan rituals and earth-worshipping ceremonies include escorting sheep and cattle to the altar for blessing. Elephants and camels walk the aisles. A soprano sax is used to create the sound of a wolf moaning its extinction at the hands of man. Here, Vice President Al Gore delivered a sermon as worshipers marched to the altar with bowls of compost and worms. This is from the speech, The Most Dangerous Man in the World, by Tom DeWeese, who's president of the American Policy Center. Well, Tom DeWeese had made a study of Agenda 21, and so had some others, but still most people don't know much about the UN Agenda for the 21st Century, a.k.a. Agenda 21, now called Agenda 2030, because they feel like they have to get this thing implemented by 2030 now. But Marie Strong has been on record with saying lots of things like, isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilization collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? And, you know, he even has an interview, I think, about that same time, 1997, called The Wizard of the Baca, that people can look up on my articles and elsewhere, in which he gives the scenario of the world's leaders just kind of pulling the plug on the world's economy and crashing it to save the earth from, you know, terrible humanity. And, of course, they're using this, a Malthusian gloom and doom as a way of convincing the average person that, you know, we should be guilty and we should stop consuming, driving our cars, eating meat, etc., because Gaia, the Earth Mother Goddess, is pissed off at us. She's offended, and she's going to expel us, you know, and all this Looney Tunes New Age stuff is very much part of the rhetoric of this environmental movement. If you'd like to jump in, Andy, otherwise I'll read you a quote that kind of acclimatizes us to another dimension of this.
I was just looking up Maurice Strong. Of course, he died in 2015. It doesn't look like he had any children. I can't see any record of them on the Wikipedia page, because generally, of course, these are family networks that continue through the descendants, because I was wondering who continued on his work. So it looks like he didn't have any children. Are you aware of that at all, Eric, whether he did or didn't?
Actually, he did have four or five children by his first wife, and then his second wife was the Danish woman, Hannah, who he married, and then the two of them owned the Baca Ranch for a time. And remember, he tried to, this 12 square miles, an old Spanish land grant right in the center of the San Luis Valley, which sits on top of perhaps the second largest freshwater aquifer in North America. He acquired it through his business acumen, or his inside contacts probably, and he severed the mineral rights from the surface rights. And then he developed a plan and a corporation, American Water Development, Inc., AWDI, to pump the water out of this aquifer and send it over the mountains through pipes, and then make another $1 billion by selling it to the Denver area consumers. So, very, very well-connected, rich guy. Of course, he had big partners in this venture, some of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, namely. But his death in 2015 is actually rather mysterious. I've read three different accounts of where he died, and none of them say how he died. Now, he is in the very, very upper elite of what I would call the satanic network. So whether or not this guy actually died is a question in my mind. I've made a bit of a study of him, and if people want to look at my part one of my extended series under the New World Religion ? Subheading of my 911nwo.com website. Part one is the UN, Marie Strong, Crestone Baca, Colorado, and the New World Religion. And this kind of gets us going. And I spend, a number of pages talking about the bio of this guy, Marie Strong. He seems to have been an extraordinary individual, or he's a front for many, many different operations. Hard to know exactly, but yes, he did have kids. That's the long answer to your short question. But there's a lot of mystery shrouding around this guy, so I have made a study of him. And it was my study of this individual who was, on the one hand, a billionaire capitalist, you know, in charge of oil companies and water companies. And on the other hand, is, you know, the savior of the earth, that made me realize the enormous hypocrisy of this environmental movement. And that's when it was the study of Marie Strong that made me realize that the environmental movement was a con. And there's a book by a Canadian journalist by the name of Elaine Douar, came out in the late 80s, called Cloak of Green, discussing the business ties between the environmental movement people and government. A fifth of that book is about Marie Strong. So, you know, once you really start to look behind the curtain here, you see that the environmental movement is a gigantic fraud, and it's a business venture, and it's a very dirty business venture. And Marie Strong there's 10 or 20 pages in there just talking about his business ventures. You realize he's one of the greatest robber barons who ever lived. I mean, he's buying this company, selling that company, shorting this stock, dumping this stock, and then, you know, selling the company, doing all the things that the super capitalists do. And the UN did find him guilty of, you know, fraud for things. And that's the point, you know, the oil for food program in Iraq. He was scamming and skimming money off the surface of that. So, you know, the guy's just, you know, total slime ball. I hate to say it, but masquerading as the savior of the planet. So, we're heavy into the occult now. This new age religion, of course, is Satanism. And
before we get into the new age religion, quickly, I've got a quick question regarding Agenda 21, because someone made a comment on a recent show, and I'm apologised, I don't remember what show it was, but that all those fires in California that seemed to burn trees from the inside out, you know, all these weird things that were going on that just don't make sense, that was in an area that had been marked up by Agenda 21. Are you aware of that at all?
Absolutely. And there's considerables. I'm a targeted individual, quote unquote, I hate the term. But, you know, there's this global gang stalking program, which is also mind control and electronic harassment with directed energy weapons, et cetera. And there's a considerable discussion amongst that community, TI community. I hate that term, too. How can you have a community of people that, you know, you've declared war on? There's a considerable speculation and evidence that a lot of these fires were started by directed energy weapons, which is the magic bullet that nobody really sees. And I'm hoping we can raise awareness about directed energy weapons. And we've talked about it in the past. These have a history since World War II, which is highly top secret, goes into mind control, electronic or psychotronic mind control that the CIA was conducting, you know, since 1953, when they began their MK Ultra studies. MK standing for mind control. Basically, a lot of this is coming from the Illuminati. The Nazis did it in the concentration camps under Joseph Mengele. And we imported those paperclip scientists to America. And they of course, then really led our space program, like with characters like Wernher von Braun, and our mind control program, which was top secret. This is the Manhattan Project of the Mind, which has been going on really since the 50s, early 50s. With electrical stimulation of the brain, ESP, and various high-tech things. So this actually fits right into my next couple quotes on how the New Age movement then is a cover for not only Satanism, but also for these very, very high-tech weapons. And now let me read you a couple quotes here, Andy. This is by Stardove of the Ashtar Command, lightworkers.org, and there's a website. On August 14th, 1997, I was taken up in my light body by Sananda Jesus to the mother ship Sangre de Cristo. Now, that's the name of the mountain range, beautiful mountain range right above Crestone, Colorado, Sangre de Cristo. I was taken up by Sananda Jesus to the mother ship Sangre de Cristo, her Starfleet headquarters, for the second coming plan, the masters know and serve. There it is. And they're planning to have the Antichrist come. And, you know, then we get into all the secret societies and ultimately they're all based on the Jewish Kabbalah. And we will find that out, you know. And ultimately this is the plan for, you know, I mean, the Jewish rabbis are saying that, you know, our Messiah is, we'll be our Messiah. We'll be our own Messiah. So, you know, if you look deep and look at the Kabbalah and the Talmud, which is their sacred books and what they go by, but really by the Old Testament much, it is just the Babylonian Egyptian religion of Satanism, a black magic system. The blackest of all satanic black magic is the Jewish Kabbalah, and this is the basis for all the New Age religions. And this becomes very, very clear once you study it. And okay, so I just gave you the quote by Stardov Ashtar Command, and now let's go to what probably this guy said later. He says, the so-called channeled messages I received claiming to be from my soul family from the stars were in fact simple radio waves sent by the U.S. government, sent by U.S. government agents. Okay, so now we have the dimension of this, all these channeling messages, which can be sent by technology, which really goes back, you know, to the 50s, 60s, and 70s, called synthetic telepathy or voice-to-skull or microwave hearing, which actually bypasses the ear and goes right to the brain. And this, again, if you study the history of mind control, this is a big part of what they were doing with the MKUltra. They had 149 sub-projects of MKUltra. And they claim to have stopped this program during the, you know, when they had the church committee, Senate hearings, kind of blew, shed light a little bit on the 10,000 plus illegal CIA operations that had gone on since the CIA had been formed in 1947. And they kind of slapped him on the wrist and said, don't do that. And they said, okay, we won't. But what happened was the programs, the experiments, the operations, disappeared. They came out of the universities and the prisons and the hospitals and the military bases where these 149 sub-projects had been conducted with our top psychiatrists or spychiatrists, if you will, all on, you know, government money from MKUltra, from the CIA. And it went into the cults. The CIA then created a lot of these cults, and then the mind control programs kept going. And now I would suggest, based on my other website, my work for my other website, which is gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, now it's in the world. I mean, they're just doing this zapping of people with psychotronic weapons, which means mind control weapons, around the world with impunity. Millions of people now are getting these voice to skull messages. But back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, you had, and 80s, you had many, many of these spiritual leaders, quote unquote, like Eileen Cady in Scotland, who was married to first a British intelligence officer and then second an American intelligence officer named Peter Cady. And she wrote a whole series of books that she channeled from, you know, somebody who claimed it was Jesus, I think, or God, I can't remember. But anyway, a whole bunch of books then became the basis of this Findhorn New Age religion or cult. And the books then were channeled. Well, this is what we call now Manchurian channeling. We have Manchurian candidates, you know, the people who can be mind controlled to be assassins. And we had that technology back before Kennedy was shot in 63. And in fact, the best version of that movie, The Manchurian Candidate, came out in 1962. And that was starring Frank Sinatra. It's quite a good movie and worth seeing. Bought a copy of it. And it really shows you how these mind control technologies can be made to work, to split a personality, to trigger a so-called multiple personality or somebody who's been, you know, subject to traumatic, trauma-based mind control, and their personalities have been split. They call it dissociative identity or disorder now, or DID. But somebody can be triggered from their front personality to a subalter personality, which is programmed, like a computer, to carry out, you know, directives and orders, which, and some of them are called, you know, super assassins, some of them are sex slaves, some of them are couriers, etc. Some are super spies with, you know, photographic memory. So this is a way of turning a human being not only into a robot, but into a weapon that the military intelligence community can and does use. And what we see with Eileen Cady, again, her first husband, British intelligence, second husband, American intelligence, was in fact used, I believe, by the intelligence services to form this cult. And this is just one of many examples of these people that are channeling these messages, which are actually sent to the skull with synthetic telepathy, voice-to-skull, microwave hearing technologies. So the same would be true then for Ashtar and, you know, the Stardove and all this total garbage. You start to look into, again, to the there's many, many cults and many, many New Age religions. There's a lot of overlap. And basically all the New Age religions like the, you know, Star, Ashtar, Command, blah, 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 is just warmed up theosophy of Helen Blavatsky back in the 1870s. She started the Theosophical Society. And that's just warmed up Jewish Kabbalah, Satanism. And she herself was a spy, by the way. She was from the Ukraine. She was a Jew. And her mission was, I think, to infiltrate the Orthodox Church. Or maybe she was working for the Orthodox Church and she was infiltrating the Protestant Church. I don't remember. But bottom line is these guys, you know, who are the super spies like Helen Blavatsky, you know, are working to bring in this Jewish utopia, this which they've been striving for a long time. And some would trace it back, you know, to Nimrod in the Bible, this satanic religion that that is promoted by the Masons, really, and which, of course, is a front for Judaism, Gentile front, as is the Rosicrucianism, which goes back before the Freemasonry. And, you know, the OTO, the Ordo Tempus Orientis, or whatever. I mean, there's just so many of these things. This has become then a way for mind control. And that's really what I want to talk about, because add these components together, you have the mind control, you have the cults, and you have communities like Crestone Baca, which Marie Strong and David Rockefeller and Edmund de Rothschild say should be the prototype for the future. This is what they want humanity to be. And, well, I can tell you, living from Crestone Baca, it's a mess. You know, people are deeply in, deluded, you know, with these New Age beliefs. You could call it kind of a mind control programming. And you take very...
Sorry to jump in. In that area, because you're in that area, can you actually feel anything sort of, you know, anything demonic in the air type of thing? I mean, is there, has what they've done there actually brought these demons out into that area?
That's a good question, and I think the answer is yes and yes. You know, I have been hit with electronic weapons in my home in Crestone. You know, knocked to the ground and you know just kind of bedridden for a month because I was too weak to get up. And you're talking, I'm a guy who's climbed mountains all over the world, so I'm quite strong. You know, these electronic weapons that, you know, they can be used to spy on you and surveil you and also to, you know, acoustic weapons and directed energy weapons can be used because they know the frequencies and the wavelengths, too, that can affect each and every organ, that can create different moods, that can do all kinds of things. And so we've weaponized, unfortunately, the military and the intelligence agencies have weaponized the electromagnetic spectrum, which is natural. I mean, you know, energy comes in different wavelengths and frequencies. But over the last 70 years, all these frequencies have been studied to the nth degree. And the military is now using them and has been, you know, covertly. Well, going back to Eileen Cady. And then we see Helen Shipman, you know, with A Course in Miracles. She was a Jewish psychologist at Columbia University. She channeled, supposedly, from Jesus, supposedly, the Course in Miracles. And, of course, this is another Manchurian channeling thing. But going back to your question, Andy, I think that there are covens and witches in – I know there are covens and witches in Crestone Baca. And I also believe that many of these New Age religions – as well as, a lot of Buddhism, a lot of Hinduism, a lot of, you know, Shume, Japanese Shume, Native American stuff. All of these then, and the Catholic, Carmelites were the reason they were my contact that got me to visit the area first back in the, I guess it was in the middle 80s. And I saw how beautiful it was. And then when I could afford it, I bought some land there. And then when I could afford it, I built a house there. And, so, you know, it was Marie Strong and Hannah Strong in their preparation for the Rio Earth Summit of 1992. Okay, how are they going to sell Agenda 21, which involves the complete restructuring of the world's political map and a economic system so that the UN is the prototypical world government. Well, how they did it was they sold it through eco-spirituality, this combination of environmentalism and the New Age religion, the spirituality component. And Hannah Strong was very much involved with this. She was actually, I think she was an interior decorator who, you know, decorated Maurice's house, and he thought she was pretty. And, you know, she was, I'm sure, from, you know, Denmark, tall blonde. And then she and he founded the Manitou Foundation, which it carved off a sliver of beautiful land right at the base of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and donated various tracts of this land to spiritual groups from all over the world. So we have a greater concentration of all these spiritual religions than any other area in the world, I'm sure. And at first I thought that was really great because you really get an international population there. But then I realized that these traditions can be used for mind control purposes. I began to see individuals in the community that seemed to be the handlers of the whole community, and I began to see how the community is being manipulated, and it increasingly began to resemble a theocracy, that is, to control a government by religion, a rule by religious groups, and the kind of the Crestone spiritual alliance or whatever it's called. Started to become a real force in our local politics. So, and of course, that's the most despotic form of government there is a theocracy. And it, as it turned out, the Jews had pretty much infiltrated all of these different religions. So the theocracy then becomes a Jewish theocracy, which is very much what the plan is, if you look deep enough. The theocracy is supposed to be run by Jews for Jews. You're supposed to have a Jewish utopia. They don't believe in heaven. They believe in an earthly paradise. And creating it's kind of like the, you know, when Jesus was taken by the devil up to the, you know, top of the mountain, and the devil said, well, you know, bow down and worship me and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. And Jesus, you know, said, of course, no, but this tribe said yes. So we will bow down and worship you. And in return, we want all the kingdoms of the world. That's the deal, right? And so this has been the modus operandi behind the scenes for a long time. And then, according to Tex Mars, our friend Tex Mars, who you know, he published your book, Synagogue of Satan, he's written four books about the New Age. And he says Jews are behind every single one of these cults and false age religions.
It was his book, Dark Secrets of the New Age, was his first book that wasn't talking about robots, because he did the personal robot book, I think. He was really interested in that sort of stuff. And then, Dark Secrets of the New Age, I think, was his first book on that subject in 87, I think he brought it out, so 31 years ago. And one thing I just wanted to throw in is what you just said about this Jewish theocracy. It echoes the Kudenhove-Kalergi plan for the Jewish genocide of the white race, really, when you think about it, because the Kudenhove-Kalergi plan makes it clear that what they're going to do is they're going to mongrelize the white race, because they see them really as the only viable threat to them. Because, of course, we're the only people that have ever kicked them out of countries over 100 times in the last 1,000 years. And this mongrelized people that are going to replace white people will be ruled over by a Jewish aristocracy. So you can see that was talked about by Richard von Kudenhove-Kalergi in his book Practical Idealism back in the 1920s. So this has been around for nearly 100 years, Eric.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, the you know, the declaration of war by Judaism and the battle plan really was started at the International Zionist Congress, first is International Zionist Congress in 1897. So again, if you read Douglas Reed's book, Controversy of Zion, he gives the kind of the five stages of the Jewish conquest, if you will. The first being the Levitical phase, which, you know, goes back to the Levite priests about 700 BC, when they decided that this tribe had to remain separate. And then you go into the Pharisaic phase, which, of course, is what was going on about the time of Jesus. And Jesus confronted the Pharisees, and, of course, they were the ones that crucified him. And now the modern Orthodox Jews are theologically identical to the Pharisees. And then the third phase is the Talmudic phase, you know, all the rabbis' commentary, the teachings of man, as Jesus put it. And then the fourth phase would be the emancipation phase of, you know, Karl Marx, starting around 1800. We're gonna turn the world's order upside down, you know, by liberating women, by liberating, you know, all these oppressed groups. They don't care about those, you know, women and oppressed groups, but they do want to overturn the system. So the emancipation phase, number four, and then finally the Zionist phase, starting with the first Zionist Congress, about 1900. So then, as you know, our whole lives have unfolded, you know, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam War, all these things. Directed behind the scenes by these agentur of the Illuminati, you know, like Colonel Edward Mandel House, and modern version would be Henry Kissinger, and then Bernard Baruch, and you go right down the line. Jerry Barrett has taken over for Tex Mars in the Power of Prophecy weekly programs, because Tex has now retired, I'm sad to say. And Jerry's done a pretty good job. In fact, this last week he talked about all these Illuminati agent tours and who were the characters of behind the presidents, advising them through the 20th century and even up till now. And gosh, Jerry got it right. He did a lot of research. And so he's continuing in the vein that Tex did. I've got probably, 50 of Tex's programs on CD. You can really learn a lot from that guy. He was, you know, an Air Force officer for 22 years. He's been a Christian pastor ever since he retired. But he also just got this tremendous ability to put Bible prophecy together with geopolitics. And he's been studying it.
Just to throw in there, Jerry Barrett, I know all the people at Power of Prophecy, and he was the producer for Tex Mars's weekly show, and Tex has indeed retired, and I've listened to a couple of Jerry's shows, and he's doing very well, I thought. He's a natural presenter, so it's worth going to texmars.com once a week, and you can hear that week's programme on the website for free. And funnily enough, I actually spoke to Tex. I haven't spoken to him for over a year up to that point, but I spoke to him about 3 weeks ago, and we chatted for about 15 minutes about different things, and that was when he told me that he had actually retired, and he's handed the ministry over to his employees, and that includes all his books and what have you. So that's a real measure of the man, that he's not asking for any royalties or anything like that. He's just given it to them. So imagine having a boss like that, folks, that when they retire, they'll give you the whole business for you to run, and for you to you know, basically reap any benefits that you make out of it. I thought that was a very, very kind gesture and a real measure of the man.
Yeah, and he's written over 50 books, I think 54 books. He's put out, you know, hundreds and hundreds of these CDs as Power of Prophecy program. And I don't know how many, video cassettes and DVDs, you know, he's put out. So this is a man who's a real powerhouse in terms of getting the truth out. And I'm so glad to see that, you know, Jerry seems to be able to fill his shoes. And that, you know, it's a big question mark, you know, when the leader of a group like that steps down, whether it's going to continue. But he seems to have a very good group there. And but anyway, yeah, so Texas has educated me with his books about the New Age. And again, he's saying that based on his, you know, over 31 years of study, that you can find Jews behind all of these New Age movements. And that basically it's all coming from the Jewish Kabbalah, which is this system of black magic coming from Babylon and Egypt. And it involves, you know, the worship of Satan and the summoning of the dark spirits. It's called theurgy, which is done in all these secret societies. And unfortunately, this process of theurgy seems to have now moved into our U.S. military and intelligence. In other words, the secret societies have taken over our nation through this process. And so our government, the U.S. government now, is on board with this agenda. Now, this is very, very frightening. And this explains a lot, too. it's horrible, actually. You know, we started out as a constitutional republic in 1776. But that was also the year that Adam Weishaupt founded the Bavarian Illuminati. which of course is a very powerful secret society that's run by Jews. And at the time, Jacob Frank was the the leader of the very, very especially satanic cult within Judaism. Judaism itself is a sex cult that worships the devil and worships themselves as God. But Jacob Frank, he kind of perfected this along with Zabbatai Zevi of the previous century, who said, if we're going to perfect the earth, you have to do as much evil as you can. We got to get everybody to be evil or everybody to be good. And since we can't get everybody to be good, let's get everybody to be evil. So our nation, America, and others have been Satanized big time and are being Satanized big time by these guys. And this is the goal, the plan. This is the plan of the masters, quote unquote, to bring in their Messiah, which is themselves, as ruling of the earth. And then, of course, what they intend for all the Gentiles, the Goy, the non-Jews, is genocide and mind control, robotization, slavery. And now that they have these directed energy weapons, they've got the means to do it. And they have been doing it. They are doing it. And this is what I think the real value of our shows have been, as well as some of the others I've been doing, as well as my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website.
Can you give the listeners, sorry to jump in, but you mentioned other shows you've been doing. Your the other shows you have been doing, because I like to cross-promote other networks here who get the truth out, where people can get those shows if you archive them on your website or if they go to their respective host website. Can you just run through whose other shows you've been on?
Yeah, well, I've been doing a series with Kev Baker of Truth Frequency Radio for about a year, mostly on this topic of quote-unquote gang stalking. It's a very inadequate term. But then that moves into the mind control and the directed energy weapons because it's all part and parcel. I've done shows on this also with, Romola D, who's got a website. And yes, they are all – the good ones, I think, are archived on my website as well as the ones we've done. And Deanna Spangola, like I say, I've done a number of shows with her and various other people. Jeff Rentz has invited me on a couple times. And I try to take some of the better shows and put them on my website. But I really feel it's very, very important to get the word out about these directed energy weapons and these cults and the mind control that's going on. Because, even back at the, And it is possible for individuals to make a difference, Andy. George W. Hunt, we talked about last time, was a Christian businessman from Denver. W stands for Washington, by the way. George Washington Hunt is a patriot and a Christian. And he was invited to the 4th International Wilderness Conference in 1987, where he got to see Maurice Strong in action. And all this, of course, was the lead up for the 1992 Rio Earth Summit, along with all the, eco-spirituality. And there was a real push by this whole, system to prepare the world for this big change coming with Agenda 21. Now it's into 2030. And if you'd like to jump in, fine. Otherwise, I can tell you a little bit about his major conclusions. We talked about George W. Hunt in our last interview, and I think it's worth kind of revisiting some of those conclusions.
No, just go ahead, Eric, just to let you know. Let me look at the clock. We've got about 12 minutes left.
Okay. He says, what kind of madness are these world order Caesars afflicted with? They hope to run the lives of people for generations to come. They are the same crowd who created a Hitler, arranged the assassination of Lincoln and Kennedy, and have indicated elsewhere that they want to drastically reduce the population of the world to make environment and development, quote, more sustainable. And by the way, the U.S. adopted Agenda 21 as soft law covertly without approval of Congress or people in 1992, and it calls for reduction of the human population by 85%. So this is what Maurice Strong and his buddies are up to, reducing the human population by 85%. In subsequent interviews, Hunt clarified, this, of course, would be the greatest genocide in the history of the earth. Hunt clarified several of these points. Strong's comment that Baron Edmund de Rothschild is the synthesis of the world environmental movements and the world economic system means Rothschild controls both systems. Second major conclusion, The idea of a contrived, controlled conflict between a thesis and its antithesis yielding a predetermined synthesis is called the Hegelian dialectic, and it is the means by which ruling elites have controlled the masses for many generations. And then he says the plan, and of course this can masquerade as various other things like the New Age movement, the plan is to crash the world economic system in 2012, well, they missed that one, fortunately, so that the single remaining all-powerful bank will be the Rothschild-controlled World Conservation Bank. And here's where it starts to get interesting. In the earth religion cult established under the planned totalitarian feudalistic, satanic world order, everyone would have to worship Big Brother, now in the guise of Gaia, or Big Sister. In other words, the Earth Mother Goddess of ancient Greece. And the goal of the world order is to capture the mind, quote unquote, because this is a mind game. Okay, here we get it. Now we understand what's going on in Crestone Baca. It's this MKUltra project. You know, why is the CIA so interested in Crestone Baca? Which somebody told me before I bought my land. He said, CIA is very interested in that place over there. Well, they're interested because they want Crestone Baca to be the prototype of the world. In other words, we're going to fool people with cults. We're going to misdirect their attention. We're going to, we're going to zap them with electronic weapons, kill them and or turn them into robot slaves. Hence the spiritual Disneyland of religions in Crestone, which ultimately, of course, are all infiltrated by this, you know, master cult, which is Judaism. And then the replacement of each of the mainline religions with their religion, which is Luciferian Satanism. And hence also the 70 years of mind control and gang stalking operations, which have been going ongoing covertly. So, by the way, under the Whistleblower Act, George Washington Hunt personally sued Maurice Strong for illegally absconding with $8 million from the sale of his AWDI, American Water Development Incorporation. And that's after he paid zero to get zero for shares of the Arizona Land and Cattle Corporation, which morphed into the Baca Ranch. So, I mean, this guy is one of the classic robber brands. But you know, if you go to a great website, Omniscience, he's put out talking about New Age psychological operations. Now, you know, and if you go to Constance Cumby, who's written about the New Age movement, she said you have to see this as a planned military operation. Anybody who studies this realize that this is a planned military takedown of the nation and the world. So here's what Omniscience says. The New Age doctrines amount to information warfare over people's perception of reality. It's the control of the opposition has been achieved with false light information sources, and gang stalking, mind control, is very much part of this information warfare, perception management. You want to remove information from people's brains and put in false information. And this is what the New Age cults do to the cults and the people who are under their sway. Omniscience goes on. He's listing the attributes of the New Age system in terms of what it can do for. I may have to drop down here. What it can do for the elite. Okay. The New Age psychological warfare is aimed to obfuscate the truth and control the opposition in an internet age. The alt media has been co-opted by, or at least most of it, by electromagnetic mind control and other directed energy weapon methods. It promotes apathy in the, and most of these New Agers are, you know, just innocent dupes. You know, they're do-gooders. They want to help the planet, you know, but they're kind of the useful idiots of Lenin. It promotes apathy amongst them by presenting the idea of an ascension shift taking care of the Earth's deepest problems. They can just sit there and meditate. Nibiru is about to come in various ways every year. Never does actually come at the predicted date. And you're also supposed to think that whatever victims there are, like, you know, gang stalking victims, it's their fault for being victimized. Also, truth is relative. You know, it's morality is relative. Well, that's your truth. My truth is this. There is no truth anymore. You know, it's whatever you want it to be, which, of course, is very Kabbalistic, very Talmudic. Now you're supposed to ignore the negative. You know, if you're talking about the negative, well, that's a no-no, you know, because it will be ignored. We're supposed to meditate world peace into action, not supposed to do anything while the world is burning. It gives this paradoxical nonsense about parallel universal timelines, which deludes how people perceive reality, promotes there is no such thing as truth or knowledge. It's all a matter of subjective opinion. The New Age promotes alienation of the mind instead of learning its secrets. It's kind of a bastardized version, actually, of the main, you know, of Christianity. But again, because Judaism wants to take down Christianity, this is a main target amongst New Agers. It's also the suppression of individuality. You have to get into this hive mind mentality. Now, my theory on this, Andy, is that Jews are already oppressed by Satan. So, and they have already had a hive mind. It's a collective. They're working for, you know, this Jewish utopia. So the individual doesn't really matter. And with this technology now, the electronic mind control, we're using invisible directed energy weapons. The goal is to, with this, you know, human computer interface now, brain computer interface, which is now possible technologically, they want to pull the rest of us into this hive mind, which is run by Satan. So this is how the Satanization of the entire planet is proceeding, amongst other ways. Of course, the minds, the gang stalking now has, you know, targeting millions of people, and it's got a secret army of millions of people. Many of these people have to be victims of MK Ultra and other mind control operations. So this is the Satan's army, you know, which is gearing up, I think, to defeat Christ, and want to make sure that they're going to win. They believe they're going to win. And you get this once you get into some of these New Age cults. It hates God. The New Age movement hates God. It hates reality, hates nature. So you're always denying what reality is. You want to substitute, a false reality, like, say, computers. Global warming models then take precedence over, say, you know, actual information about what the temperature is measured from the actual earth, you know. The New Age condemns speaking of evil or dark truths. And you know, the whole idea is to misdirect people's perceptions. And I've seen this played out in Crestone so much. Oh, don't go back to California, you know, where you teach, because there's going to be earth changes and Mother Earth is pissed off and California's going to fall into the sea. And people, you know, who are intelligent, you know, my friends would say these ridiculous, crazy, insane things. I was an earth science professor, you know, and I knew for sure California was not going to fall into the sea, although we might have a big earthquake, you know, because that we can expect a 7 or 8 point earthquake. It would do a lot of damage, but California is not going to fall into the sea. So I would hear, and in my 12-part series, I actually quote some of my neighbors and, you know, their ridiculous comments, you know, to show how mind controlled they are. Now, these are not stupid people, and these people are idealistic, but they've come under the sway of this false religion. I think that's kind of what I wanted to get into. Like I say, I think there's grist here for future discussions. But basically, what all this is, if you boil it down, this is psychological warfare against the people of the world by this principal cult, often called the organization, which now seems to have its tentacles deeply, deeply into intelligence and military and politics in the United States and elsewhere. And in fact, Dr. Ronnie Kilda thinks that a lot of our top military people and politicians and intelligence people are indeed mind controlled by these same technologies. In other words, there would be a few people at the top who can control the perceptions of our leaders. Now, this is what this technology is capable of. So we really need to start to understand what this technology is.
Yes, and I think it's very interesting what you said. I mean, what the audience have got to realise, I know most of you probably do already, but I'm going to say it anyway, is that if a group say they worship God, well, that God could be Satan. You know, God is a term, it's not an actual name. This is the whole thing, and this is where the dispute arrives with things like, I believe the true God is Yahweh and other people don't believe in that and what have you. But I think it's important to find out who your true God is and then identify that God by their name, because it's like calling myself or Eric man. you know, we're both men, but that's not our name. And that means neither Eric or I are different if you just want to call us both man. And as I say, God is a term. And so the way that these leaders and that get away with it, when they say, oh, I believe in God. Yeah, but what God do you believe in? What God are you worshipping? And this is the key here. And I think it's been a fascinating show, Eric. Really, really interesting. And I love your presentation. That's why I don't come in too often, because you talk us through, you get through a lot more subject matter than you would do if I kept, you know, interrupting without anything constructive to throw in. So I only come in when there's something that I want to ask you. So 10 yeah. seconds left. Just say your closing statement to the audience, please.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Andy. This is really important stuff, really important. A lot of this, and we're touching the tip of the iceberg here. If somebody wants to get more information, they can go to my 911nwo.com website, look under New World Religion ? And all of this material is there, you know, referenced, and you know, it's hundreds, it's thousands of pages worth of stuff. And then, of course, my gang stalking mind control cults.com website came out of this research, in which I've gone deeper into that, because in 2013 I realized I was being gang stalked by my, you know, neighbors. And so all of this starts to come together in Crestone and in my life, but I'm sure it's going on in many, many others' lives and in many other communities. I've heard that, you know, entire cities now are being under mind control. I've heard Seattle is. So this is, you know, we can't cover this too fast and too extensively, because humanity needs to wake up real quick. Free will is really jeopardized with this technology. We need to understand it technologically. We need to understand who's behind it and what their goals are. So I think the Crestone Baca example helps us to realize some of these things.
Thank you so much, Eric. Eric will be back with me in about 3 weeks. I had some people backed up that I scheduled, so I'm sorry it's going to be 3 weeks, folks, but he'll certainly be coming back, and Eric has an open invitation to be on the show whenever he would like. So I want to thank Eric so much for his wonderful contribution today. I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and bye for now.
You have been listening to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on the Eurofolk Radio Network. Andrew's book, The Synagogue of Satan, is now available on his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.